Hi, hello. Welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Tax Pro Hotline. Thank you all for being with us. 844-766-6607. Always Matthew James Tax Pro Hotline. I've asked him to join us. He is a meteorologist, what our friends would say, on media. He's part of the American Ground Radio team with Louis R. Avalone. He works with Joe Pescobo in New York City, so he does a little bit of everything, but he is a meteorologist for 20-plus years. I call him my science czar, but his name is Stephen Parr. Stephen, what's up?
It's good to be back with you, Moon.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. So I got in an argument and almost got thrown out of a post office, so I figured that's a shame, a post office. The reason why I left, I didn't want my picture to appear at the post office. But anyway, it really wasn't as bad as I'm making it sound, but it was kind of funny. But they had a young guy. Once again, everywhere I go, people want to talk about how hot it is, and I laugh at it. But anyway, it is what it is. And so the guy said, well, y'all better enjoy this. Some of this young guy, I would say 32 maybe, something like that. And that's young to me. So the guy goes, y'all better enjoy this cool summer. I said, how's that? He said, man, these AI centers are getting ready to drive the heat up. Unbelievable. That this is going to be cool summer compared to the rest of them with all these AI data centers. So I said, well, who better to ask than Stephen Parr? Is the data centers going to run the temperatures up that I didn't know something you didn't mention that I didn't know about?
No, the data centers aren't going to change global temperatures. that's complete fiction.
And this is why I got almost lost. Said, who in the heck told you that? Where you get that from? Well, I read that. I figured it was some university professor, somebody in the media writing a story about it. So I had to at least ask you.
So here's where that theory would come from, is that these data centers are very energy hungry. And so in order to create the energy, you've got to have power plants. Mm-hmm. And so those power plants are, since we know that wind and solar can't provide the kind of electricity that the data centers are needing, that the power plants are likely going to be natural gas or they're going to be coal. And part of the byproduct of combusting natural gas or combusting coal is that you do get carbon dioxide released. So the theory then is that carbon dioxide drives global temperatures. The problem is that theory is complete nonsense. Carbon dioxide is not a major driver of climate change or temperatures across the country, across the world. I've said this before on your show. I'll keep saying it. The number one driver of climate change is the sun. The sun does not burn at a constant rate all the time. It goes through various cycles. We do not fully understand how the sun fully works, which means since we can't fully understand how it works, we cannot predict its future behavior with any accuracy. The second aspect.
I'll tell you why we can figure it out. Everybody that believes in man-made global warming, is there rockets we can send them to the sun to go up there and kind of test it and study it a while? You talk about eliminate climate change and global warming, send them all to the sun and tell them when you get back, let us know how it went.
Yeah, those rockets won't quite make it back.
I don't think that's a
one-way trip.
And by the way, you won't even make it all the way there.
No, not even close.
But we would eliminate any talk of man-made global warming at that point.
It's the issue is that the sun is the number one driver. The oceans are the second driver. Part of the reason why we have such a wet summer so far this year is because of the El Nino that's going on in the Pacific. That really does change global weather patterns. And one of the things that an El Nino does cause is a spike in temperatures after the El Nino. I do expect next year global temperatures will be higher. You'll see all these different stories about climate change. It's not climate change. It's all the hot water that's being driven to the surface at the equator in the Pacific that eventually then is distributed across the rest of the oceans through oceanic circulation, and that warms the entire planet. That is a much bigger driver of temperatures than greenhouse gases. After that, you've got particulate matter. So if you get a whole bunch of big volcanoes, you'll get particulate matter in the atmosphere. That actually reduces global temperatures. You'll see those spikes. Mount Pinatubo erupted, and you saw a spike for 2 years of temperatures dropping downward. Mm-hmm. And then it goes right back. But in the 1970s, when we had a lot of air pollution, that air pollution actually was decreasing temperatures because it was decreasing the amount of sunlight that could reach the ground. Mm-hmm. Then you get to things like carbon dioxide and water vapor,
sure.
And water vapor is a much more efficient absorber and distributor of heat than carbon dioxide is. Carbon dioxide is a fourth level influencer on the atmosphere. No way, shape, or form can it be the number one driver.
Yeah, so what you're saying is, I think we talked about it earlier, like there's a hurricane coming this year is a slimmer chance than next year because of the way this thing sets up. I mean, you're not saying they're not coming, but I'm saying there's a better chance next year than this year based on what you said.
Depend upon how long this El Nino lasts. Yeah, basically there was a better chance last year of us getting hit by a hurricane than this year. So the El Nino cycle definitely does reduce Atlantic hurricane activity. It doesn't, eliminate it. You can still get something that pops up, but it definitely reduces the number of storms that form in the Atlantic every single time there's a big El Nino.
Okay, so last year I predicted this summer would be hot. I got it right. So I'm predicting again based on what I hear from you that next summer's going to be hot. So, but nobody, and I'm not a betting man, but I would be willing to bet if anybody would take the bet and they bet it would be cold. I would bet everything I got, but nobody's taking the bet yet. So I just was letting you know that I was right again this year about the weather.
You know, it's funny how it happens. It's hot in summer. It's cool in winter. Every few winters, you'll get some snow in Louisiana. I mean, that's just how weather works.
Okay, so listen to this. So there's a group called the Climate Central. Jeff Saddle did a great piece in the Hayrod. I wish media outlets falls for reporting flawed narrative. So they put out a report alleging the summer over the past 35 years has warmed in most all of the 243 U.S. cities. And yet, this is based on really nothing.
Yeah, so Jeff did a great job with the article. I went and looked at Climate Central's their article as well. And one other thing, look, if a company is calling itself climate, you got to start questioning what their agenda is to begin with. And then when they say they're climate central, so like they are the center of all climate news, okay, well, now we got an agenda. This isn't science. This is agenda. Just off their name, that should tell you, right?
Yep.
So I go and I look at their report, and they say, we have scientifically determined that 91% of the heating in cities in the United States of America since 1970 has been due to man-made climate change, due to carbon dioxide. Okay, 91% of all the cities warming in the United States of America due to carbon dioxide. And I go, now how in the world can you tell if 1 degree Fahrenheit comes from man or if it comes from some other source? I mean, that's pretty amazing science. How can you tell, even if it were carbon dioxide, how could you tell that the carbon dioxide that's in the atmosphere is the man-made carbon dioxide that's causing that change, as opposed to just natural carbon dioxide that's in the atmosphere? So I go and I read their methodology. Moon, you're going to love this. So their methodology is they ran two computer models.
One
computer model which assumed what the temperatures would be if you had carbon dioxide, and one computer model which would assume what the temperatures would be if you didn't have carbon dioxide. Neither one of those computer models has been scientifically proven to be accurate for any degree at all, and they use those models comparing them to each other to say, oh, it's warmer than it otherwise would have been if we didn't have carbon dioxide, therefore this must be man-made. That's not science, man.
No.
That's like fan fiction. Yeah,
but Jeff does a good job. Louisiana Radio Network, friends of mine, I bomb, but they are one of the ones that put it out there and bought the whole thing and put it out there to be factual. And there's nothing factual about it. Look, this whole thing started with the old hockey stick and the computer models. Models. Computer models don't mean nothing to reality.
It's garbage in, garbage out. That's one of the I took computer programming classes back in the 1980s, days of all this, right? And one of the first rules of computer programs is if you're putting garbage into your computer program, you're going to get garbage out. That is the entire thing about man-made global warming. It's based on an idea that they cannot prove with the scientific method. So they attempt to prove it with computer models. But if you're shoving faulty assumptions into your computer model is going to be spitting out faulty data. That's the entire thing. It's all based on computer models, which are based on politics, not science.
By the way, I would, Stephen, get you to argue with people like Bob Marshall or these other people. I'd love to have y'all come debate on here. My buddies from Steve Malloy, Jason Isaac would love to debate. These people won't debate people like you. They will not debate. This whole climate thing was not debatable. And I remember the legendary great Barack Obama. Science is settled. 97% of scientists agree with this. And it was never debated from anybody. They don't want to debate on this. They just want to say, this is it. Y'all believe it, which is typical bureaucratic big government that want to control people's lives. That's what this is.
And this is one of the things the left does, is that they redefine words so that they can try and win an argument. And one of the things they've done with climate is they've tried to redefine how we actually classify climate systems. Okay, so they say we should be classifying climate based off of rainfall and temperatures and things like that. But the standard, before all this man-made climate science went in, the standard had nothing to do with actual temperatures or rainfall. The standard of what kind of a climate you lived in was based off of natural flora and fauna, so the natural trees and the natural animals in an area. So if you lived in an area that had really tall trees and you lived in an area that had, alligators, you lived in what was called subtropical humid. If you lived in a place that had cactus and had desert foxes, you lived in a place that was called arid. So we were classifying climate based off upon the effects of the weather on flora and fauna rather than on just temperature data and averages of, minute changes in temperature. But when we have to create the scare about climate, now the left stops and they abandon the old climate classification system and they start coming up with mathematical models based off of this other data, which had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. Hold your thought. A few more minutes, Stephen Parr. I call him my climate czar, but he's way more than that. All right, we'll take a break. Be right back. Superior Grill is all over Louisiana, Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Highland Road in Baton Rouge, St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, and on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill when I'm traveling the great state of Louisiana. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with that Louisiana twist. Their menu has all your favorites, fajitas, nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, delicious hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You got to go to Superior for lunch and dinner. And folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. 5 locations in Louisiana, Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Highland Road in Baton Rouge, St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, and on College Saloon in Lafayette. Superior Grill is great food, great service, and great margaritas. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. You frustrated with healthcare? Sick of the rising costs and bureaucratic red tape in our current healthcare system? Outrageous premiums, and I know, denied claims, confusing networks, and surprise bills? You do the right thing, eat well, stay active, make smart healthcare choices. Boom, the number one cause of bankruptcy is healthcare. Folks, that's why you ought to make the switch to Impact Health Sharing. Impact Health Sharing. It's not insurance. It's a powerful, smart alternative, a nationwide trusted community where people help share each other's eligible medical costs. It puts people over profits without the middleman and corporate bureaucracy. Save up to 50% on an average monthly cost. Keep your doctor, transparent pricing, comprehensive healthcare support, and rewards. Plus, get more value at no extra cost. Go to impacthealthsharing.com/moon, impacthealthsharing.com/moon, or call 855-378-6777. That's go to impact healthsharing.com/moon or call 855-378-6777.